Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Matilda,
Jess,
and Kate
with your 11 a.m. Zlines. A snap action sit-in began at 5:30 this morning in Musgrave Park, with crowds showing up to defend rough sleepers. The snap action is advocating for the return of exclusion zone in Musgrave Park, appropriate accommodation for those who want it, and no seizure of people's belongings. Residents of the park have been told to evacuate the park today with all their belongings by 9 a.m. The largest capacity of people will be needed from 8 to 11 a.m. The Anglican Church in Milton is taking action on the Forex Brewery in their bid to install ethanol tanks on premises over safety concerns for the theological college next door. The church is looking to expand their college with a residential development, but the Brisbane Local Council has already approved the brewery's installation of the tanks. The Anglican Church has called experts in for an explosion analysis regarding the tanks, looking to appeal the decision for safety of their new residents.
In national news, the Australian film industry is struggling after the United States government has declared plans to impose a 100% tariff on films produced on foreign lands. Screen Producers Australia Chair Katie Carnell says that such tariffs have the potential to devastate the Australian film industry. The news comes after the Australian government offered a 30% location offset for large-scale film productions produced on Australian land. A further 30% offset was offered for digital and visual effects. United States President Donald Trump described incentives offered by countries to attract American film staff as a threat to national security and propaganda. The federal government says it will stand up unequivocally for the Australian film industry. Tens of thousands of postal votes and declarations are still to be counted for this year's federal election. However, Labor has secured their place as the majority party in the House of Representatives. So far, 88 of the 150 seats have been secured for the Labor Party and 40 for the Coalition. However, tension is rising as Adam Bandt's seat is on the line. Currently, Labor candidate Sarah Whitty is leading with 53% of votes to Adam Bandt's 46%. LNP and independent party candidates are quickly losing their seats to Labor, and so are the Greens. However, six senators for the Greens party have been re-elected, securing the sole balance of power in the Senate. With Labor securing the majority in the House of Representatives, they will need to choose who to work with when passing any legislation, Greens or the Liberals. It seems this Parliament will be the most progressive yet. It's up to Labor, however, to start taking action for change.
In international news, with the Met Gala taking over the news, social media feeds have been swamped with outfits from this year's exhibition, Superfine, Tailoring Black Style. The theme aims to celebrate black history of fashion and dandyism, a movement centered around self-expression and rebellion against societal norms and the rigid categories of race and class. For the second year, pro-Palestinian protesters have gathered a block away from the Met as roads have been closed for the exhibit. The protests have been peaceful and with no arrests. The Hunger Games-esque celebration of fashion at the Met, however, still remains ignorant to the very issues they center their theme on, protest. Jeff Goldblum has called the Met Gala theme a protest, which he supports wholeheartedly. However, it seems the gala remains a dystopian flaunt of wealth and materialism until the real protest can be acknowledged and change can be made. For your weather today, Brisbane is nice and sunny, and the jackets are starting to come off as it warms up. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25 degrees at midday. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
And that's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow at 8 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.